Our Father and our God, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Thank you for the time of rejoicing before you. What else can we give unto the Lord? You've given us everything else. All we can give to you is praises and thanksgiving. So we thank you, Father, for the time to bless the Lord together in the fellowship, Lord, having fellowship with one another as we have had fellowship with you. Lord, we thank you, Father. You are greatly exalted that are inhabited the presence of your people. Lord, we thank you. You have done so this morning again, and we are so glad. We are so joyful. Lord, thank you for putting us to live at this end of the age. You have a purpose for us, Lord. And we thank you. The best time to live in the world, the time of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest event of all times is the left here. It's about to take place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, you know, for the world, beginning of sorrow. But for them that love you, Lord, say, lift up your head. Live for joy. Our redemption draws nigh. Now is our salvation nearer than when we fought to believe. Lord, we thank you, Father. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Lord, the trumpet shall sound. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And the dead in Christ, O Lord God, shall rise, and we shall all be changed, and be caught up together. Then in the clouds, we meet with the Lord in the air. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Today with a piece of scripture here this morning in Matthew 11, which is a familiar scripture to all of us. The Lord said in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my body is light. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in another scripture here, before I get to the subject this morning, it's in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Just about the last phrase in there, you know, and the Bible talks about the simplicity that is in Christ. The simplicity that is in Christ. I can read the whole verse in 2 Corinthians 11:3. It was the beginning of the Corinthian church, you know, for their way of serving the law. I say, but I fear, not to these people here, I'm just talking about this particular, but I fear, led by any means, as the serpent be guilty through the subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. That is the last phrase I want to talk about, the simplicity that is in Christ. So that is the subject. Simplified praying, innit? Praise the Lord. Simplified praying, you know. I know prayer is a battle and things like that, you know. But the Lord made it easy for us. So this morning, simplified praying. Now, this simplicity that you know is in Christ can be extrapolated to the Christian's prayer life. He talks about the simplicity that is in Christ, right? We can extrapolate that to the Christian's prayer life by studying the Lord's promises on the subject of prayer. So simplify prayer. The Lord made it simple for us, and so on if you follow the scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ was interested in showing believers the right way to pray, so you and I can have miracles in answer to our prayers. Amen? The Lord is. Not only that, the Lord was interested only in the prayer that brought the answer. Amen? What kind of prayer? He was interested in the prayer that brought the answer. And if need be, move any kind of a mountain. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's the type of prayer the Lord is interested in. And if that is so, then also, it is always the Lord's habit to strike right at the heart of a matter. It doesn't go and medicalize him, eh? Praise God. He just never tried the name at the head. Praise God. Judicially talking and something like that, you know. So we too must be definite in our prayers, amen. We must be definite, you know. We are not to insult our Heavenly Father, so to speak, by indefinite ramblings, you know. But we should ask for what we want, amen. Go right straight to the point, amen. Praise God. So, now, if your Heavenly Father brother and sister, approach your heavenly Father as a son or as a daughter. No, approach him as a son, as a daughter, not as a slave, but as a servant. Amen. That's how people see God. Many Christians see God at that time, you know. It's your heavenly Father. Approach him as your father, you know, not as a servant or as a slave. You are his child, and he is your loving Father. And that's why the disciples, when they ask him, Lord, teach us how to pray. What he did not tell them, he said in Luke 11:2, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, amen. Mm-hmm. To remind you who you are a child of the living God, amen. Yeah. Don't come beggarly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't come beggarly and so on. No. Say, Our Father, which art in heaven. And in verse 13 of the same Luke 11, talking about how much he got the Lord want to give you what you want. And he said in verse 13, how much more shall your heavenly Father, you see that? It's your heavenly Father. Give you the Holy Ghost and something like that, you know. So, and I want to talk more before I even go to this subject of simplified prayer to remind us again who you are. Many scriptures are bound, you know, of who you are. You are a child of the living God. When you come to Christ in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. That's who you are when you came to Christ, amen. Reminding you of who you are now, sons of God. Even to them that believe in his name. That's John 1:12. Now, in John 20:17, even after the resurrection, here is what he told Mary the Magdalene in verse 17. Go to my brethren and say unto them, I have sent unto my Father and your Father, amen. Amen. I am showing you that to remind you who you are, amen. Don't come to get God beggar, it's your heavenly Father, amen. Amen. Go into my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Of course, in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Just bring a scripture and learn to refresh your mind, to walk kingly, to walk priestly. For ye are kings and priests, ordained of God, amen. Mm-hmm. You are a peculiar people. You are a royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. Bible tells us so. Now, Philippians 2, you are told. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Praise God. Amen. Sons of God, that's who you are. 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Praise God. See, that's who you are. Verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. And he does not even yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise God. That appearing can happen anytime from today. Praise God. We are at the end of the age, brethren. Even the nation is speaking, they are traveling. The seas and the way they are running. Praise the Lord. You can always feel it in the air. We can always hear his footsteps. Amen. Even at the door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the Bible says, blessed be the name of the Lord. So, brethren, as in your prayer life, approach your heavenly Father as a son or as a daughter, not as a slave or a servant. He loves you. We just read it now, because we are told what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we just read now. For the Father himself loveth you, we are told in John 16. And you love him too. And you are free and happy in his presence. You should be free and happy in his presence, in the fullness of joy. Amen. Amen. As his right hand are pleasures forever. That's your heavenly Father. When you approach him like that and so on, and it's with you always too, you know. Now, Ephesians 3:12 says this. In whom, meaning Christ, we have boldness and we have access with confidence by the faith of him. Boldness towards the throne of God, amen. Access to the throne of God, to your heavenly Father. Praise God. Yes, we have that one by the faith of the Lord Jesus. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Praise God. Is that to help you for any need you may have? Amen. Our God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. These are the kind of scripture you don't talk to yourself every day. Amen. My God shall supply my need. Even David knew the secret, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He'll be singing while there is the shepherd in the night, rather the moonlight in the light. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, these are the things you teach yourself every passing day. Or maybe Saul was chasing my land and so on. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, the bond down. Ziklag was born down. And the women are taken captive. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What would I do, Lord? And something like that, you know. All the time. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So now, see? Talk plainly. Talking about simplified prayer, right? Talk plainly with your Heavenly Father in your prayer. Talk plainly. Open your heart, sir. Lay your desire before Him, before His eyes, and make your case clear. Let Him see that it is for His glory, this thing you are asking for, and for the good of other people around you. You know? Simplified praying, right? When you have done that, then you clinch it. Like they say in the business, right? You clinch it, right? You know, you clinch it by making your worthy claim. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Reminding Him of His promise. Always find a promise for whatever you are asking God for. I can say it over and over again. No matter what you want in this world, that there isn't a promise in the Bible. Amen?
Amen?
And your faith will remain as a rock. In as much you can find a promise to attach that request to, then you have unconscious faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, your feeling may go and come and go. But the word of God is eternal, amen?
Amen.
So the word of God and a promise become a placeholder for those who are looking for, amen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? You know, the evidence of things not seen. By the end of the day, I'll say a good report, amen?
Yes.
So the promise of God, if you're asking for finances, when God will supply all your needs, it becomes a placeholder for the manifestation of that thing. Praise God.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there's no need to say I don't have faith. No, you have faith. Everyone is dead in measure of faith. Amen. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. So you clinch it, you know, you clinch that thing that you are asking God for, and so that you know. And that's in John 16:23. That's what he says. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Talking about simplified praying, right? Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask, whatsoever, that's an open check, right? Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. See, simplify praying. Now, you have a clear case right now. The Lord Jesus is there to present your claim as the Father in His name. So, by asking the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have made the Lord your advocate. Amen?
Amen.
You know, in the law court and so on, your advocate, right? You are making your advocate. And now the case belongs to Him. You give it to Him, right? He has it right now, you know.
Amen.
And of course, we even have a scripture in 1 John 2:1. We have an advocate with the Father, amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the righteous. Praise God.
Amen.
So as soon as you turn it over to the Father in the name of Jesus, without your request, simplify praying. Turn it over to the Father, your heavenly Father. I go to my Father, your Father. Turn it over to Him, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ now has it now. You become your advocate. So when your humble, simple prayer is made in this scriptural way, this is the way of prayer, right? And so it becomes Christ's prayer at God's right hand. We are going behind the scenes when you pray the name of Jesus. What is going on behind the scenes? Amen. So you can have confidence in what the Bible has told you about these things and all that, you know. So it becomes Christ's prayer and so on. And we know. The Lord told us that in John 11, when Christ now has the prayer, we know the Father answered Him all the time, right? In John, He said, I tell you because you hear me always, amen?
Amen.
When you turn it over to the Father in the name of Jesus, it becomes Jesus' prayer. And it will go, it has to be answered because Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Simplify praying, you know, like the Lord taught us in the Bible and so on. So you drop out of the question now when you do that. When you call upon the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, so to speak, you drop out of the question, and the Almighty Advocate takes your case. Amen?
Amen.
Behind the same prayer, simplifying prayer, right? This shows us what power, you know, you have here, on earth, and even in heaven, according to the word of the Lord, you know? So, when you do that now, when you have made your request to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, what do?
Be fearless, amen. After this, challenge your mountain.
Amen.
In that all-sufficient name,
mm-hmm.
it must move. Amen?
Amen.
That means sin, sickness, circumstances, amen. Satan, all must yield to that name.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, got to move.
Hallelujah.
God has given unto him a name above every name.
Yes.
I don't have it in scripture, but it's in that there in Philippians 2, 9 and 10 and 11. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Wow.
So they must move. So you may be trembling when you use this name, no? But remember this. It is not you, but the power behind that name, amen?
Amen.
You do not need to feel its power. You are like physically feeling anything. No, no. You just know it. Everything flee at this all-conquering name, amen?
Amen.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything flee. That's why in John 16:24, simplifying prayer. And the Lord said in John 16:24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So, and the Lord Jesus gave us this starting statements. I want to read more of them about prayer, how it simplifies for us and so on. That's very, no, in the gospel, starting statements about prayer. I have read John 16:23 to you. Now I will also, let me read this again. John 16:23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Then turn to John 14:13, you know, and see what the Lord said. John 14:13 and 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at verse 14. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Simplify praying. The Lord simplify is for us, for you and me, you know, for us. I don't know. Here the Lord said, you ask her, and I will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Herein is revealed a most wonderful thing. Prayer simplifies. See? You do the asking, the Lord said, I will do the doing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we start to do it ourselves. No. Your business to do the asking. It is the Lord's business to do the acting. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Prayer simplifies. And the Lord said to you and me, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's in Matthew 28, verse 18. This means all authority is given unto the Lord Jesus in heaven and in earth. All authority given to him. The Lord's power is unlimited, brethren. The Lord's power is unlimited. And now the Lord is challenging you and me to do unlimited asking. Amen.
Amen.
He can never run out of resources. Praise God.
Amen.
God can never run out of resources. So he's challenging you to ask unlimited asking. No, I don't know. He is big enough to do anything you ask him to do. As the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. His authority is great enough to see that any request from you to the Father is honored. Amen.
Amen.
All things, he says, everything, whatsoever, all those kind of words that the Lord gave us in the Bible and so on, you know, that for your benefit and for my benefit, you know. Now, you can ask anything. For that unsafe friend down the road, or whatever, you ask for his salvation, the Lord said, I will do it, amen. Praise the Lord.
And
try to name anything you can think of now, whatsoever, right? Maybe you are going to a fellowship somewhere down the, I don't know where it is and so on, and the church is cold, and maybe even the pastor is even banned, you know, and something like that, you know, as if the pastor was banned in the grave with graving clothes. You can pray, you can ask God, and God will warm that church up, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you see, and you ask for revival, the Lord say, I will do it, amen.
Amen.
When you just believe the Lord, even that's even a specific to that, because we need revival right now. And Zechariah the prophet tells us in Zechariah 10:1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord will make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Revival, whatever, as you ask, believe. God said, I will do it, amen. Praise the Lord. I will do it. The Lord Jesus is sitting in the right hand of power of God. The Bible tells us so. Let's get some scripture behind that to see what's going on behind the scene. When you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, be confident, you know. Now, in Luke 22, verse 69, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God, the Lord said. Hebrews 1:3, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat on the right hand of the majesty on high. See? One more scripture in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now, of the things which he has spoken, this is his son. We have such an high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. See, where the Lord is sitting and so on. Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us on top of your own prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ, sitting on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, and being there, whatever you ask the Father in his almighty name, the Lord said, I will do it. Amen. I have read all those on high things just to really refresh your mind. What you are doing behind the scene when you are asking and calling the Father, and asking the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, how we do it? You ask for finances, for whatever you need it for your business, whatever you need in your business, and the Lord say, I will do it. Amen. Anything, say, I will do it according to God's will and so on. Behind everything stands this words of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will do it. Whatever. I will do it. Amen. Don't forget. I the Lord Jesus, will do it. Amen.
Amen.
That was making it to be so simple. It's not you or me doing it. No, I'm in the business of asking. Amen. And the Lord is in the business of doing. Amen.
Amen.
Simplify praying. Now, so there is no reason for being weak, spiritually talking or even physically. There is no reason for being sick. There is no reason for it. There is no reason for a fruitless church or ministry. No reason for it. Just ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is no reason for powerless lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you have, you can ask the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why all those things, you know? You know, so you resolve your life into the service of asking. Amen. That's your business. Challenging the omnipotence of the living, reigning Christ, amen. And he will take care of his end of the deal, amen. Praise the Lord. He will do it. You see, he said, I will do it. Don't forget that one. I will do it. Three words. I will do it. All your life, I will do it. Just ask the Father in my name. I will do it. Now, you know, in the business world, people have a kind of corporation they make and so on. They are what they call it limited partners, right? Praise the Lord. They call it limited partner company, right? Where? To our God, you are a partner with the Lord, right? The Lord Jesus Christ. You need not write limited into this partnership, amen, with the Lord Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, that's the word system, right? When it comes to Christ, no limitation. So, because the Lord's company is not limited. Oh, what a great thing Israel sings.
Yes.
When they limited the Holy One of Israel, don't limit him, amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus. He's infinite. All things are possible
yes.
to him that believes, amen.
Yes.
All things, not some of them, all things are possible to him that believes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So his partnership is not limited like the world limited partnership. No. So, and he is able to meet the demands, is able to finance any undertaking that you can do in the will of God, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, and the greater and almighty Christ is willing for you to ask that he may give, amen. He has abundance, he has limits. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, Bible talks about the riches of Christ, you know, the unsearchable riches of Christ, amen.
Amen.
They are unsearchable,
yes.
Higher than the heaven of heavens, amen. I mean the king of the whole universe, sir. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Open your eyes to the scriptures. Ask. Yes. Jesus said, I will do it. The Lord said, I will do it. So, weakness is a crime in this realm of faith. Amen. And poverty of spirit is a sin. When you enter this realm, amen. You see that way and so on and that, you know. All you need to do is ask. The Lord said, I will ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't ever forget that. That's why it is so simple. I don't say pray and so on and that, you know. It's resting, but you know, the Lord simplify it for us and so on and that, you know. Simplify prayer. And the Lord taught us how to pray too in many instances, you know. And so there is a habit that the Lord taught us, I mean, that people do all the time, you know. A widespread habit, people pray to Jesus, right? I've had it in many places. Oh, Jesus do this. Oh, Jesus do that. Well, that's not scriptural, amen. Praise the Lord. To purify my son, it's not scriptural. Because even the Lord himself taught us, and I've read it this morning already, simplify prayer. Even in Luke 11, teach us how to pray. Say, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, it might have answered you yes in the power, but now, see, now let me just finish. So, this does not exclude where we have to, we praise the Lord and all those kind of things. So we have to pray to the Father. I've read it to you many times, you know, that you know. He said, which I've read before, he said, henceforth, yeah, maybe whatever you need, ask the Father in my name, right?
Mm.
So anyway, so now, another common people do in their prayer is that they ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Have you heard that before? Father, do this in Jesus' sake. If you are asking for Jesus' sake, then the benefit goes to Jesus, right? Praise the Lord. You are asking this thing for the beneficiary, you or me, amen. I've had this many meetings. Oh, Father, be for Jesus' sake. No, you don't ask for Jesus' sake. You ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
These are simple things. You have simplified prayer. That's how I call it simplified prayer. Just simplify this. Don't make complexity out of it. My yoke is easy. My body is light. Learn of me. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And let us do it the way we should do things. And that, you know. So anyway, so prayers are simply to be addressed to our Father. In Jesus' name. This will guarantee the Father's answer and the Lord Jesus' endorsement and intercession. So we already said that in Romans 8:34, he also maketh intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. So if you want the truth and you desire to pray in such a manner that you can be sure of your answer, then you must obey the scripture and pray as they teach us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Want to be sure, you have to obey the scripture as it teaches us, not as anybody says and something like that, you know, as the scripture teaches us. So the name of Jesus takes its place, if you want to, you know, in our prayer and something like that, you know. So you can see many things in the Bible. We know about Moses and some of that, you know. He had that rod, you know, that rod. And by it, God wrought many miracles. God proved that rod to him before he goes to the public, right? Behind the desert, God proved the anointing he put on that rod. Put it down, Moses. When they cast it down, you become a serpent, amen. Oh, Moses, grab it by the tail. Oh, he was so scared and somebody, yeah. And God said, grab it, right? So he grabbed it, right? So it became a rod again. So you see now. And then it cannot go and prove it to the public. Praise God. So the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to you what that rod is to Moses. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That is the Christian battle axe, if you will. Praise God.
Amen.
In our warfare and so that, you know, with the wicked world, the name of the Lord Jesus is a battle axe. Praise God.
Amen.
So what the rod meant to Moses, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to the believer. You know, in our prayer and things that, you know. So now, in Moses' case, not so much about Moses, you know, that was great, but the role that the Lord commissioned him with, amen. Even so today, it's not me or you being great. It is the name of the Lord Jesus, you know, that is great and almighty, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So simplify things for us in our prayer life, and our prayer life, you know, things like that, you know. So anyway. So now, the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is promised to every believer. So nobody can say, anything. He's promised to you and I. Every believer has a right to lay hands on the sick in that name. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes they think that only the pastor or whatever who can do something. No. Mark 6 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Every believer. See? So anyway, so don't count yourself out and waiting for the pastor when you go somewhere and listen to that, you know, to do what the Bible says you can do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every believer has a right to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Every believer has a right to use that name in every condition of life where the Father's presence and help are necessary. Amen? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Simplify praying, you know. Now, the fact is that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the hands of every believer should be the same as though the Lord Jesus Christ himself were present. Amen?
Amen.
That's how you see it, you know, and your faith will just go, unconscious faith. Amen?
Yes.
One day I will preach on unconscious faith. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Learn to use that name. Preachers are talking about the power behind that name. You know, a little bit behind the scenes, you know, what is behind that almighty name of our Lord Jesus. And so the Lord Jesus has given you the legal right to use his name. You know, it's like a legal thing that God has done for you and me and so on. He has given to all the power of attorney. Praise God. I want to explain to you what his name means to you, that name, you know, in a way. What it really means. Yeah, we'll be getting answers and so on. But when you know what it really means, I'm going to have faith that can move any kind of a mountain. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So, many of you are in the medical things. I can call them before. Maybe almost everyone here is in the medical field, right? Power of attorney. Somebody is sick and so on. You can't think and so on. You have given the power of attorney. Whatever you say on behalf of that person, it's like that person saying it, right?
Amen.
So is the name of the Lord Jesus to you and I as a Christian. Praise God.
Amen.
Anything that Jesus could do, you can do in that name. Praise
Amen.
The Lord Jesus. That is that simple. Praise God.
Amen.
Simplify praying, you know. So that's the idea for you. So let us take advantage of the limitless power, the unlimited power that is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see right there. So the power of attorney is the legal and business in the legal and business world is identical with the presence of the person who gave it, like I just said right now. So it has just as though the Lord Jesus said, when you pray in my name, that gives me an opportunity. The Lord will be telling you in another way to begin to walk, you see, and in that way I may glorify my Heavenly Father. See? If you don't pray in my name, you don't give me the opportunity to magnify or manifest my power. So the power, many people say it mentally. We have to dig down behind it, say what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. I mean, the power of the whole universe is behind that name, amen?
Yes.
The power of the Almighty God. That's what we are opening your eyes to. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, understand that power. That is in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power thereof. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ stands for us. As the Lord Jesus in Christ stands for us, that name stands for us today as he stood for us. When we really pray intelligently and scripturally, see, and in the will of God in that name, it as though Christ himself prayed. Amen? That's what it is. Praise the Lord. See? Wonderful name. I'm sorry? Yes. Now, when we really pray intelligently and pray scripturally, don't begin to pray to Jesus. That's another thing. Praise God. We pray scripturally, you know, and in the will of God, in that name of the Lord Jesus, it is as though Christ himself prayed. In it, that's the power of attorney. In his name. Praise the Lord. So, simplify praying, you know, that the Lord taught us. You know, in the Bible and so on. So now, when you do that, there is no force, there is no might or authority in earth, in the air or in hell that can prevent the answer to that prayer. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord says, Father, I thank you because you hear me always, right?
Yes.
And when you ask according to the will of God in that name, it's as if the Lord Jesus himself prayed, right?
Yes.
It has to come to pass. It simply must come to pass. So approach your mountain day by day, in your integrity, your rights, and your privileges, and your authority in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's how you approach your mountain. No, in your integrity in Christ, the right you have in Christ, your privileges in Christ, and your authority in Christ. That's how you approach your mountain. And command the mountain in the name of the Lord Jesus and say, be thou removed thou, and be thou cast into the sea. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 21:21, that's what the Lord told us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? Bible says it shall be done. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the mountain cannot help it, brethren. You cannot even help it once you let that word go out of your mouth in faith. Even all hell cannot even help it. It simply must go. Amen?
Amen.
God says it shall be done. Praise the Lord. That's the power that is in that name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because back of your command lies God's own integrity, His omnipotence, and Christ's unlimited power right at your disposal. Praise God. So you can stand firm and confidently when you have prayed. You just go by faith, strong and joyful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It shall come to pass. The Bible says so. Heaven and earth shall pass away. The Lord says, my word shall never pass away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so, the host of hell may assault you. They do it all the time. This very here is full of unclean things in the spirit world. Amen? See? But we don't have to fear anything. Praise God. See? Ephesians 6 tells us all those things. I won't go back to the lesson, you know. So now, the host of air may assault you, but you meet them in that name, the Lord Jesus Christ. The name that once spread consternation through hell, when the Lord destroyed him that had the power of death. Amen? I see the devil. Praise God. Well, that scripture is in Hebrews 2:14. Let me read it quickly. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. In writing, and you know, I will call it, it's in the Apocrypha. I've said it many times here. Apocrypha are some church fathers' writings that didn't make it to the scriptures. So they didn't make it India. See? I think around in the Nazi conference or something like that, you know, when they come together, the Lord Himself know what writings make it to the Bible. He oversees it. Praise God. Anyway, these apocryphal things, they are writings. Some of them are allegories, you know, but they contain some interesting things. Praise God. And talking about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to read one of the apocryphal writings, you know. They call it the allegory of Beelzebub. Talking about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the book of Ephesians tells us of the of the almighty power that, you know, when Christ was risen from the dead, amen, is almighty power towards us who believe, amen. Praise God. Anyway, let me read to you something that happened behind the scenes. Where we read it because some of them are in line with the scriptures. We don't endorse anything, but I will just read them. So quickly right now. Now, so the allegory of Beelzebub at the death of Christ. Now, I quote it now in the book. After the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, this is the book of one of the apocrypha. You remember, as one of the recorded miracles which took place at his crucifixion, that many of the saints that were dead arose and appeared in the city. Not few, but many. There were some who were known to the high priest. And so the high priest took two of these men into the temple and examined them concerning their presence and wanted them to describe what took place in the region of death when Christ was crucified. That book continues. So they proceeded to describe at best as they could, these two people, according to this apocrypha and so on. They say, in the regions of the dead, it was already known that Christ was likely to be crucified and brought to this region. There was great rejoicing among the saints, they said. Isaiah said, Did I not say so? Did I not prophesy? Ask Zechariah. They were all being reminded of these things, and the rejoicing among them was going on. Presently, Beelzebub, who is the keeper of the regions of death and all the regions of darkness, came to the scene. Shortly, Satan appeared and announced to Beelzebub to prepare that Jesus was about to be crucified. A conversation arose between Beelzebub, the keeper, and Satan. Beelzebub said to him, "Satan, is not this the Jesus of Nazareth, who in his divine nature was so strong that he came here and forcibly took Lazarus when he was here and we could not hold him?" Satan answered, "Yes, that is the same man." Then Beelzebub said, "If this divine nature is so strong that he forcibly took Lazarus and we could not hold him, how shall we hold him?" That seemed to be a new question to the mind of the evil one, the book says. He had never thought of such a thing as that. And the question, "What shall we do with him?" was asked. Beelzebub said, "Keep him out." But the Christ appeared and broke down the gates and came in, not as a captive, but as a victor.
Amen.
He took hold. He took the old saints with him to his own glory.
Amen.
He is the triumphant Christ.
Amen.
Even with the apocrypha, you know, you are saying this and so on. So Beelzebub ended this controversy with this word. "Satan, behold, all things which thou hast gained through the forbidden tree, thou hast lost through the work of the cross."
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even the apocrypha, I was saying this and so on. You know. So, brethren, when you think your mountain is large, and even the sea at a great distance away, your own faith looks small to you, have confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even if you have not in your own faith, have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Almighty name.
Amen.
So, in all the all-conquering, all the all-achieving, Almighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, command the mountain, brethren, to go.
Amen.
Not in your faith, but in the name of the Lord Jesus, it must go. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not the quantity of faith, but the place where that faith is centered. Amen?
Amen.
When you ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a victor from that hour on. Amen?
Amen.
Whether it concerns money, finances, your health, or even from winning souls, you cannot fail. Amen?
Amen.
The Almighty name, the Lord Jesus Christ, that heads up all the power of the universe, says so, and it must be so. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord said, and his promise, I will do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, just a kind of a little thing about simplifying prayer. Ask the Father in my name, and I will do it. Praise the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we glorify thy name, Lord. My yoke is easy, my body is light. Take my yoke upon me, learn of me. I'm lowly, open in heart, the Lord said, we find rest for our soul in a troubled world. Lord, we thank you this morning for teaching us how to pray and to get results. Not to go rambling before you. Go straight to the point as you did in your prayer life, Lord. And we have the same prayer life and experience, and we get the results that you get. We thank you this morning for the time of reading your word. As we go this morning, help us to meditate on these things, Lord. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and we know nothing shall be impossible unto us too, as you have promised us, Lord. All things are ours, we are told in the Bible, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So thank you for blessing us in the reading of this scripture this morning. Thank you, Father. So having said that, I commit every need represented here this morning, Father, to your hand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know them already, Lord. Have we say, our Heavenly Father, He knows the thing we have need of before we even ask Him. Heavenly Father, all those needs represented with our hands lifted up right now, as you lift up your hand, behind your hands are the things you need now that you can remember right now. And by faith now, we are calling upon our Heavenly Father. Now meet this request, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Say, I will do it. No matter what the request behind this answer this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you because it shall be done. We give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to explain that in relation to the revelation of the Godhead.
Yes. Okay.
Because you can.
Yes.
People can be confused about it.
Yes. Okay. That's right. Praise God. I know.